This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
You're very welcome back to Now That's What I Call Sport on Dublin's 98FM. It's Jamie Moore here on Sunday. Very happy to welcome our first live guest of 2020. It's a man named Stephen Henderson, who, would you believe, was my goalkeeping coach for Belvedere back in the day. And he calls me J-Mo the Cat Moore, and I've never lived that down. Stephen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you, young fella. You well?
I'm great, sir. Yourself? Happy New Year.
And the very same to you and your whole family, my friend.
Now, Stephen is the interim chairperson of the League Managers and Coaches Association of Ireland, also UEFA Pro Licence holder, has managed and coached across many of the top clubs in Ireland across his career, and now is the head of youth development at Shelburne. And Stephen's here in his role with the League Managers and Coaches Association. Just give his views on the FAI and the League of Ireland and the point of view of the people working in the League of Ireland, whether they be managers or coaches and so on. And we're going to hear from Dundalk captain Brian Gartland in a few moments, who was at that meeting with Shane Ross and a number of League of Ireland reps during the week. But first of all, we'll speak to Hendo. Stephen, you've been very vocal on social media in the last number of months about the FAI and what's gone wrong. What's your overall view on what's happened in the last couple of weeks and what the prospect and future holds for those working in the League of Ireland?
Well, I wouldn't say I've been vocal over the last few months, JMO. I think I've been vocal for the last decade or so, as have many people, to be honest with you. We were all very concerned in how football in this country was being run. We had a feeling there was stuff going on in the background. We made that vocal, myself, people like John Sullivan, former Cork City chairman, people like that who've been in the game and seen it going on. So it was, you know, it's happened now. People have seen just how bad things are. And like everything in life, you know, when things get worse, they have to get better, and they had to get worse, and this had to be exposed. And people had to see firsthand what exactly we felt was going on, was actually happening. So I think the positive side of this is that we found out, do you know what I mean? We've actually found out that, you know, there's been a lot of unsavoury stuff going on within the FAI. There's an awful lot of really, really good people who work within the FAI who are going to be affected, who have been affected, and who will continue to be affected until this is sorted out. So, you know, it's really sad state of affairs for where we are with Irish football as a whole, not just with the FAI, but the SFAI and all other bodies who are in control of football in this country. We're all taking a battering, rightly so. But now the process has to start, the healing process has to start. And, you know, how we're going to do that, there's been a few meetings. But, you know, that's all they are, they're meetings. What we want to see actions come from those meetings and then see where that takes us. But from my own personal perspective and many people who have a genuine love of the game in this country, it's a good thing that all this has been exposed and that we can start the healing process.
And of course, we do have to say as well, our own League of Ireland hasn't been without its issues and problems over the years, and maybe certain people running clubs that shouldn't have been running clubs as well. But we do hope that in the future, in 2020 onwards, that we can have a stronger League of Ireland and a League of Ireland that's more important to more people in this country, because the people, Stephen, who work in it and coach in it and play in it and those who support it massively love it. But the challenge is now is to try and make things, you know, much better for everybody involved, that maybe more people can go to the games and hopefully a new League of Ireland can be born from these FAI issues.
Well, that's what we're hoping for. You know, we listen to Shane Ross. Shane Ross seems to be the figurehead for this. He seems to be a man with very limited knowledge of sport. You know, that's the way he just comes across. You know, he's gone from grassroots, been the heartbeat of football in this country, now League of Ireland. Now he's had another meeting, now it's League of Ireland is the heartbeat of, you know, he seems to be very reactionary kind of character. Whoever he talks to 2 days ago, that's who he tends to lodge the most the next day. So that's a little bit concerning, that he doesn't really have a real grip on the intricacies of the football in this country. That's a great word, by the way.
Yeah.
What you call that? So that will be a little bit concerning, but we'd have to. The players had a voice there the other day, and it'll be interesting to see what points they brought across, because we do have some of the most talented coaches around Europe are working here in the League of Ireland football. People would laugh at me for saying that, but you know, they genuinely do. They work under very difficult circumstances. Infrastructure here is a huge problem in terms of League of Ireland football. Some of the stadiums need a lot of tender loving care. Some of the training facilities that the clubs have to work out, that managers and coaches have to work out, are really poor. You know, some clubs are playing three different venues a week. It's hard going, and there's a lot to do. But you know, there's genuinely a lot of really great people work within football within this country, and specifically in League of Ireland football, because I always felt that, you know, we were the most vocal, we were the most concerned about how things were getting run, and you know, I think the more we were perceived as these poor relations, as these fellas who can't even update their stadiums, who can't get training facilities, who can't pay their players. Well, gambling, I think that kind of stuff was promoted to make us look stupid. And, you know, we're far from stupid. You know, some of the best football people in this country are working here within the League of Ireland, and they're starting to get a voice. Now, this voice has to be constructive. You know what I mean? We can't be, you know, putting all this 10 years, 12, 15 years, you know, of neglect and be frustrated with it and start coming out and being angry. We can't afford to be angry at this particular moment in time. We have to be very constructive and sit down and have really constructive conversations about how we're going to drive football forward in this country. League of Ireland football has the potential to create thousands of jobs if it's done correctly, Jamie. And when I'm talking about that, you're talking about not just background jobs, you're talking about players, jobs for players, jobs for managers, jobs for coaches, jobs for sports scientists, jobs for strength and conditioning coaches, nutritionists. There's a whole spectrum of work there across the sporting industry, provided we do it right. So this is at a time now where, you know, we have to be really constructive. We have to have a proper plan. We have to put a business plan together for League of Ireland football, and that has to be presented in an intellectual way. And so we can get the sponsors on board and we can get the investment in. And when we get that, if we do that and we do that properly, we will have a fantastic product here, Jamie. There's some fantastic young players here in this country that are crying out for a stage to show their talents. To an extent, League of Ireland does that. And, you know, and that's a credit to the people who have run these clubs at this moment, you know, to keep League of Ireland, because it's the League of Ireland clubs that have kept League of Ireland going, because we've been getting battered and knocked back, and there's been no love given to it whatsoever. So now we have an opportunity to really push League of Ireland football to the front, where she deserves to be and where she needs to be. Get the proper finance into it. We've been calling for governments to get involved with this for years, but I think we're starting to see why they didn't. You know, the more stuff that comes out of this FAI, the more horrendous it is, the more heartbreaking it is. But like I said, look, it's time now, you know, to put all that behind us, be constructive, have really good meetings, talk to people who can invest in us and, you know, and start creating proper jobs and a proper pathway for young players in this country.
We're speaking to Stephen Henderson on the That's What I Call Sport on 98FM, who's the interim chairperson of the League Managers and Coaches Association. Stephen, lastly on that, there's 19 men's League of Ireland clubs. Unfortunately, Limerick have gone to the wall and Limerick United may be in place for next year. I understand Shamrock Rovers B will not be in the First Division next year. So we've those 19 clubs. We've 8 clubs in the Women's National League, which is, you know, 27 managers, 27 coaches and so on, with all of their, you know, linked academy teams and support staff and so on and so forth. Is there a concern among your members and the people involved in your organisation about, you know, the future of their own jobs in this league? And, you know, because if there's no FAI, there can't be a league. Or is there hope for the future, given we understand at that meeting Shane Ross told people from the League of Ireland the FAI will not be going to the wall. Whatever way it's saved, it'll be saved, and there will be a League of Ireland moving forward.
Yeah, there's definitely a concern there across the whole spectrum of coaches. You know, that we look at the FAI and we look at the people there, and Jamie, you would know a lot of the people that work in there that are just grinders, really good people, really intelligent people, football people, you know, that have spent the Christmas wondering will they have a job or not, you know, come January, February. And that's no way for anybody to live, whether it's football or outside football. It's no way, and all to do to the neglect of the people that they trusted to run the organisation that they work for. I think one of the other things outside of that, Jamie, part of the reason why we formed this is that we have very highly qualified coaches who are working within clubs and working in that don't get paid. It's you know, they're expected to spend 12 to 15,000 euros on getting coach education, And then, you know, they're getting a pat on the back in certain clubs for doing it. You're lucky to be here. And we kind of have to change that whole mindset. So there's a lot of things why the league managers was formed, the league managers and coaches was formed. And it's not unique to the League of Ireland. It's to try and bring the coaching body of all aspects of the game here together to form a really strong voice and to put improvements in, you know, the coaching structures here within Ireland and support it. But for us also to be in a position to help people get paid for the work that they do, you know, but the general consensus here is that, yeah, like I said to you earlier, that we're glad that, like, obviously everything has come to the fore. We understand the FAI is, you know, she's on our knees at this particular moment in time. It's now time for her to start stand up step by step and, you know, start producing a league that everybody can be proud of and a league that we can employ people and people who go and get their coaching credentials are rewarded for and, you know, going forward in a very positive and vibrant league. We're here, we're concerned for the members, we're concerned for people. We're here to support as best we can. But we, as a group ourselves, Jamie, in terms of the management, we've had constructive talks with Noel Mooney, but we've kind of taken a step back because we want to see, we understand there's four new directors going to be announced in the next week or two. A new board can then be formed. And then we want to go and we want to have a really serious conversation with the new FAI in terms of how football moves forward. Because having conversations at this moment in time with people who may or may not be there is not very conducive to what we want to try and achieve. So in terms of us moving forward, we just want to wait and see who the four new directors are, who the new board is, and then go and have a really constructive conversation about where we feel coaching can go in this country.
Great stuff. That's the voice of Stephen Henderson, the interim chairperson of the League Managers and Coaches Association of Ireland. Hendo, thanks for your time. And like many people in Irish football, he's now off on a Sunday to go and watch games all day in the wind and the cold and maybe the rain as well to try and discover the next generation of talent for League of Ireland, FAI and so on. So Hendo, enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for your time and we'll see you soon.
You too, my friend. Thanks a million, Jamie.
98 FMs. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.